Welcome to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Are you a woman experiencing life transitions and who wants to be recognized for your whole potential? Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, as we discuss what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself as we both have done. This hour is packed with tips and stories on what it means to become whole, to integrate into your true self, and reframe your story in any given situation. Stay with us on this journey of self-discovery, powerful solutions, and unpacking the nature of who we are and why. You've already nailed your first step to your best self by tuning into this show. Now, here are your hosts. Welcome, everybody. I'm Carrie Nail.
Hey, everybody, and I'm Dr. Pat. We got a great show for you today. I'm so excited. I mean, this is really one of those things that you get to work with a person like Carrie, and you see what it is that she has in terms of her gifts and what she's offering to for all of you to step into that full power. Today, we're talking about driving at your full power potential. What does that mean? I love that phrase. I mean, it's almost a visual, Carrie. It's almost like looking at this highway that you're on and really experiencing the calm and the flow of that. You know, I can think about points in time in my life where I've been on these really cool highways, especially the coast of California, and you're driving along the coast of California. And, you know, at one point you sit and you decide to relax, and all of a sudden you're struck by the beauty and you see the road ahead. Today, you're going to take us on this journey about driving at your full power potential, what that means, and how do we discover our gifts. So this is an exciting first show. So I'm really excited with you.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited to be here for so many reasons. As you know, today's my 60th birthday.
Yay! So. Benny, you got to crank up that music.
Yeah. So this is one of the gifts that I gave to myself was being on your show. And I wanted to share my gifts with everybody else. And so, yeah, the theme is driving to your full power potential. And that means to me is you're in control. You're in control of your life. You're in control of your messaging. And it's a journey of self-discovery and figuring out for yourself how to get there. I just read something recently about it's a destination, and it's the journey towards the destination. And you figure it out as you go, and it's not going to be the same path for everybody.
You know what I love about this and today, and thank you for gifting us to with the celebration of your birthday today. But you and I talked about this before. As women, we experience these life transitions and we seem to have markers that we put down for them. I don't know. I can't talk to men and how they go through life transitions and what they mark. But I know as women and the women I work with, there are these beautiful moments where we put a marker down. And, you know, in audio, when you need to highlight a clip, you put a marker down. Control M, it marks where you want to begin and where you want to end. And I think today it's all about talking with you about these life transitions, but more importantly, the fact that you're gifting yourself. See, we don't do that, do we?
No. In fact, do we even know what we want to gift ourselves? Do we know ourselves well enough to know what we want, much less say that we can gift ourselves? Because we're so, especially as women, we tend to give gifts to others. And sometimes I think very rarely we say, let's give something to ourselves. And then do we know what that is? And each person's gifts to themselves and to others is unique.
It is so unique. And today, part of the work that you do and part of the gift that you're bringing into the world is to help all of us understand as we go through the day to day and we're moving towards our dream or we're moving towards an event or we're moving towards some end game, end result, we don't know if we've nailed it or not. But part of it is acknowledging the little moments along the way. And so sitting down and deciding what to gift ourselves, we hear a lot about it, but you're going to demonstrate today how to do it and what you've gifted yourself, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. I made a list of things I want to gift myself for the new year, and which starts with my birthday. And like I said, the big one is being here with you. Some of the little ones, I just bought myself a little purple hula hoop. And so I've been hula hooping and dancing. And another big one I'm going to do for myself is drive my car, my Mustang GT, on a racetrack in a couple weeks to understand its full power and my potential in the car, which to me reminds me of life. It's like I need to understand what my full power is, what the car's full power is, so I can drive it to my best ability and my, and what my potential is in the car. And so just have, and then taking it out on the road and know when to speed up and slow down and sit at the light and let it purr and then take off and let it roar, and being aware of everything around me. And that's what it feels like life is.
Yeah. You know, transitions are really important to you. You and I have talked about it, as well as you and the coaching platform you have in helping women move through those transitions. What is it about these life transitions that has caused you, really touched your heart, for you to say, wait a minute, this is my path. I'm going to help women through life transitions. I'm going to help these women who want to recognize and step into their full power potential. That's really what fires me up every day. That's what I want to do. What is it about that, you know, in your own life's journey that really just opened your heart to this?
Well, I've been through a lot of life transitions leading up to this day, which is a big deal. Turning 60, first of all, you aren't supposed to admit your age as a woman, much less tell anybody that you're 60 years old, 60 years young, excuse me. And it's also about reframing, framing from negative to positive wording. So transitions, for me, myself, especially for women my age, I have been through several relationships, divorce, remarriage. I have had children. I lost a child. I have had multiple careers. I've moved so many times. I've lived in three different countries, and always starting over and just reinventing myself. And what did all of that look like? And until recently, I didn't really understand the choices that I had for myself in making just choosing all of those opportunities to be the best version of myself.
And that's really part of today's show too, is really looking at what that means. And you know, what I love about this and your boldness for bringing this to the forefront today is the boldness that you're showing today. And this is important for me, because the boldness in what you're showing today is, many people talk about their coaching platforms and what to do and how to do it. And in the course of 16, 17 years doing this, I have a number of people that actually demonstrate it, that say, look, I'm going to show you that this is a time to celebrate. I'm going to share this with you, and this is the way I'm going to be able to help you do the same. Because you're right. Not supposed to talk about your birthday. Somebody made that rule up. I'm not sure if it's in the Constitution or whatever it is, but I don't even know who made that rule up. But it's more than a birthday. It's almost like celebrating a rite of passage. And, you know, you touched upon some of the things that happened in your life. They may have had stalling moments for you, but they didn't have stopping moments. Mm-hmm. Isn't that part of realizing the gift?
Yes. And you just touched on, I just wrote down a word, momentum. and that's part of my energy as well. So I wanted to take how I started on this journey to come to be on your show was looking at all the positives from last year. 2020 wasn't a great year for a lot of people. And I, as the end of the year was winding down, I was looking at all the positive things that happened for me during that time. And I wanted to create momentum and bring those positive moments, that positive energy into 2021.
This is really the part of this where, and I love that we're talking about momentum. Can I tell you why? I did a talk on momentum. Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you. It's like a gazillion years ago in my corporate world. I think I'm almost wearing like a little corporate jacket on today. But I remember doing a talk on this, and it had to do with the time in my life where I was playing softball. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was so young and naive in corporate America. I'm one of your old school, start at the bottom in a mailroom, work your way up, go back to school at night because they're making you go, like take one course a semester, 13-year undergraduate degree, but make sure you keep partying. You have to keep partying. And so I remember being asked as I was transferred up to Merrimack Valley in Massachusetts to talk about something. And I decided to talk about momentum. I don't know why. And I think it had to do with the reflection on my life and a reflection on where I was with different things. But when we talk about momentum, what I realized in that talk, and even as I've gotten older, momentum applies to everyone. See, this is the issue with a word like this in our pop culture. We use momentum, sports teams, champions, but momentum is for everyone. It's the momentum of a mom right now where she is attempting to build up her energy to take care of homeschooling, to take care, to get some help for herself, to gift herself. But I love the momentum of gifting, because that is what you're talking about. If we don't have a gift at this point in time to refer to, right, mm-hmm. we don't know what we're building upon. So mm-hmm. today is the day where you're going to help people understand the importance today to make that gift, to take that gift, for all of us to build up the momentum. Mm-hmm. And I love momentum because it never ends, does it?
No,
never ends.
Sometimes it slows down, sometimes it speeds up, sometimes it goes sideways. But it's what you said. It's about getting up, and every day getting up, even if you feel stalled, just getting up and moving and doing something, anything you can, and use, you know, and you nailed it. You nailed getting up.
Right.
You know, you nailed getting yourself around.
When we come back from break, one of the things we're going to step into is the boldness of gifting. Some days it's maybe gifting yourself 10 minutes to make yourself a cup of coffee, sit down in peace. Maybe it's that for today. It doesn't matter the size of the gift. Yeah. It doesn't matter the moment of the gift. What matters is you believe enough in yourself. When we come back, get ready for full throttle, full power potential with Carrie Nail. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Nailed It Radio with Carrie Nail. Find your simplicity within your complexity. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this with Carrie. Today, it's driving out your power potential. By the way, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. What are you willing to come on and say you will gift yourself today? What are you willing to do today? Carrie, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? All of the above.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can certainly go to my website, carrienail.com, and you can contact me through there. You can read about how I work with you as a client, as a life coach. I ask you questions. I don't advise you. I help you find the answer within yourself by asking you powerful questions. You come to me with whatever is happening in your life that perhaps you're stuck. Perhaps you do want to find, maybe you're not stuck, maybe you do want to find your full potential. And I'm here to ask you the powerful questions to help you get there and to help you put action steps into place to do that.
And not only that, you know, you're working with women, and we're going to talk about some of your clients as well today, because one of the things that I love talking about in the process of talking about things like you and I are talking about today is I get to work with some of the most incredible people, and it's not always an easy journey, right?
Right.
You know, people have enormous challenges, right? I look at some of the folks that I've worked with, and then I've looked at my own life. I don't do this that often. But I've thought, wow, you know, these folks are the real champions. These are the folks that are not giving up. Mm-hmm. Now, the hardest thing that we do and the hardest challenge we have is to literally gift ourselves. I mean it. I mean, what you're doing today is you're saying, this is what you deserve. You're like me. You deserve this.
Yes.
That's a message. Tell us about how you feel when you think about putting a pedal to the metal.
My drive in my car. And I try not to scare anybody while I'm driving down the street, roaring down the street. But it's different parts of it can be a different day. One day we were just talking about sometimes it's just gifting yourself the opportunity. This morning, I decided to eat birthday cake for breakfast before saving it. Instead of saving it for tonight, I decided I'm going to eat birthday cake for breakfast. And then it was time to breathe and meditate and become present so that I am at my best while I'm here with you all right now.
Those things are so important. And you know, we have a busy schedule, and I don't know about you, but some of the folks I work with, this is one of the hardest things to do, is even to take that time. But it's a game changer, Carrie. Let's talk about what happens when we do take that short amount of time out of our day. How does it set you up for the rest of your day?
Well, the breathing, I mean, there's scientific studies that show deep breathing, deep belly breathing. It affects it's called the vagus nerve in our brain. And it starts calming us down. So just taking 2 minutes out of our day just to do some deep breathing just immediately sets that into place, the momentum of calming ourselves down so that we can think about, and it gives ourselves space, right? Instead of we're going and doing, it's like just even taking 2 minutes just to do that, just to reset and reflect and think about what our next step is so that we are in control of every single minute of every single day.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, as you look at this day and you look in celebrating this day, there is a sense we get of these moments. Let's call them the full power moments, the full power potential moments. And I love the analogy of the roar of an engine. Benny will tell you, both of us are, I guess, past motorcycle riders. I don't know if Benny rides anymore. But that used to be a part of my life since, my gosh, before I could even drive a car, I had a motorcycle license. Mm-hmm. You know, I was such That's a fanatic perfect. That I was, you know, doing one of these, I don't even know what they call those bikes. They weren't motorcycles, but they were little motorbikes. And I remember on the day of my graduation, I just got out there on that and I was just riding up and down the hillside. Of course I crashed, blood everywhere. And I remember my mom saying to me, she said, "Today's your graduation. And there's no way you're not going to your graduation, because in the scheme of things, this is something you worked really hard for. This is something," and she didn't say it, but I know she's thinking, "None of us thought you'd graduate high school, girl." And she said, "You need to clean yourself up because you need to step into that." And I never forgot that. I never forgot the roar of that engine of that little bike I rode, but I never forgot the roar of that internal feeling of stepping in to something we've worked hard for. Isn't this part of the transition for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the messages I got early on in life was I was too loud. And I have extroverted energy. So part of my coaching program is helping people understand their natural energy, their natural way of seeing things, their natural way of decision-making, and their natural way of living their lives. It's the Myers-Briggs concepts. And I just, you know, my energy is just out there all the time, and it wasn't always appreciated. So what I've learned over the last couple of years is, sometimes my energy, it isn't appropriate in certain times, but I know now how to stop and take a breath and evaluate the situation and then choose my response. And that was such a game changer for me.
That's actually huge. And that, you know, it leads me to this question about this gift, to take your Mustang, right? To have this Mustang and get it on the track. Because this is one of these things where literally it's not the end game that really counts. You know, a lot of times we're thinking end result, end game, right? You know, those of us that have competed in sports, you know, Benny and I, we used to talk a lot about softball and throwing darts and ping pong. But there's another thing. There is the event of it. There is the feeling of it. There is the energy of it. And there is the realization that you have said yes to giving yourself this. And can you talk to that? Because so often we get hung up on some thing out here that we think is a result. And we forget to, I mean, we forget to enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, think about it. Let's say you decided to do this and you lived in the Pacific Northwest and you go to the track and guess what it's doing? It's raining, Carrie. It's raining. Is that going to destroy your experience or not? Isn't this also what you help folks with?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I rode out there last weekend just to see where the track was, and it was raining and they were supposed to be having an event and it wasn't happening. So I'm hoping when I go on February 6th that it will be. But it also reminded me that my car has, we had a downpour the other day, and my car has a rain and snow mode. And it also has a racetrack mode. It has a drag racing mode. It has normal mode and sport mode. And so it's like a good reminder to know I have all of that.
Yeah.
At my disposal. I just need to remind myself and know it's there. And when I am driving, just sitting and at a stoplight and feeling the purr of my engine, knowing I'm in this full, powerful vehicle. And then at the stoplight, like I just punch the gas and it is roaring down the street. And I remember asking my husband, does my car sound like that? We have cars going up and down our street like that all the time. Is that what my car sounds like? Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. and like I said, I just want to know when to punch it, when to slow down, when to sit and let it purr and idle and observe and watch all the traffic around me and the weather and just having that full picture. So I know how to drive my car at its full power and know what my potential is.
I love that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you touched upon something we're going to dive really deeply into. The idea of challenges. The idea of challenges. You know, and I use that word, and that is a word that is sort of masks a lot of things. So let me give you a couple of other synonyms. Challenges. Some people see challenges. Some people see failure. Some people see end games, right? I mean, a blockbuster movie, they had to call it end game. You know, the Avengers end game, right? Because that has an end game meaning. Of course, there was another movie that came out that said it's not really an end game. But the point is this. What is the purpose of challenges? How do we move through them? You know, what is 2021 going to be about for you? What are many of us unsure about? And what is it about your coaching platform, your practice, that you will help people walk through this year, that full power potential, that wisdom? When we come back, what might your name for challenges be? We'll be right back, everybody.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back, Nailed It Radio. Carrie Nail joining me here today. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, before we talk about these things called challenges, how do people find out about you, Carrie? How do they work with you? How do they get to experience some of what we're talking about today and the way you work with folks to realize their potential, but also their gifts?
Yeah, thank you for that, Dr. Pat. So I can be contacted through my website, carrienail.com. Also, you can contact me via email at carrie@carrienail.com. How I work with people is I ask, you know, what's your challenge? What's challenging you? And how can I best support you? And then when we get together, I ask powerful questions. What do you want to come out of this session? What do you want to walk away with? I ask questions to help you get to action steps to change whatever it is the challenge is for you.
Look, we all go through difficulties and challenges, even when we decide to gift ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about that. I mean, for you, I'm curious about what the word challenge has come to mean for you in your life. And what was it you experienced when faced with these?
Well, I'll start with the challenge I've given myself for my birthday year. And it's about taking as many hikes in the area as I can, just to understand my full potential in my energy. And to experience nature and just to bring about the wisdom that I know is inside of me that I want to share with everyone else. And so it's not about climbing the highest mountain in the area or the most difficult one. It's just about going and doing it and knowing what my abilities are. 'Cause my gifts to myself, my abilities are different than somebody else's. And I just want to keep doing what I can at my full potential.
Yeah. I think all of us have gone through challenges, and sometimes they're financial, sometimes they're personal, sometimes, and more often now than not, they're career oriented. Have you discovered, kind of like along the vein of what I was looking at in my life recently, what do we learn from our challenges? Because there are some people, when you're in the middle of a challenge, right? And somebody says to you, I know this is hard for you now, Pat, but you're going to look back on this. And oh my gosh, that is like the worst thing you could say to somebody. Right? And they're in the middle of it. And they're like, you know, you're really going to look back on this and someday you're going to be laughing. And you're like, dude, really? I just lost my job 6 months away from a full pension. You're telling me I'm going to laugh? And in the moment of it, I just wanted to reach out and just grab that person by the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that loss for me didn't happen. I wouldn't be here talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help people see the challenges they are facing today? How do we help them? And how do we also at the same time witness them for exactly what they're going through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to, first of all, there's a little formula that I have. It's called awareness, acceptance, choice, change. And the first part is really hard to just be aware. And that's where the just sitting still and breathing and taking in, just feeling what you're feeling, the good and the bad. And then accepting it without judgment. And this was all information I've just learned recently. And accepting it without judgment and going, okay, all right, this is maybe the negative stuff I want to push away, and I want to keep working on the positive stuff. And what do I want to replace the negative habits with? Create good habits. And it's hard to sit still and just and look at that. And then, you know, there's also the statement of when one door closes, another one opens.
That's another one, boy.
Yeah. And it's
how many times has that been said to you? Just out of curiosity. I get it all the time. And now I know it's true. Right. Mm-hmm. But when you haven't had the experience of that, isn't it really hard to take in?
Oh, absolutely. What does that mean? And what does that mean to you? Right.
Yep.
I finally get it. It's finally sitting still with it and being aware of the negative aspects, being, you know, if someone does lose a job or if their health, it's like, okay, let's be aware of it. Let's accept it and breathe through it. And now what do I want to do about it? And how do I do it? And that's what I can help people figure out is the how.
Yeah. Carrie, I want to ask you this question because it's totally in line with what we're talking about today. Have you found in the work that you do with women, have you found that after we've had a little bit of a setback, a lot of things have been affected, right? I work with a lot of different people. I've had a lot of different coaches in my life. And, you know, people ask me, do you have all women coaches? Do you have some men coaches? And I've had a mix and I've learned a lot from both. I at one point in time, I had a friend of mine who was a man. He was a coach and he was a great coach for where I was at that time. And what I learned from him was fascinating to me. And it was one of the toughest career times in my life, business-wise. And anytime I would talk about something, anytime I would bring up a failure or a challenge, he would say something like, what are you going to do about it?
Mm.
What are you going to do, Pat? What's your next move? You know, what? And later on, I talked to him about it and he says, look, you had three other coaches. You could talk to them and get empathy. If you're going to work with me, and you want me to give you results, I got to get you to move. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a fine line between that? Because I'm more like, what are we going to do to get you to move? But yet I can hear where you are. Mm. Isn't that important to have a blend of both? Now, I will tell you, when I hired this guy, I needed him to really help me get off the couch. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about what you find is most important in helping us realize our full power potential.
It's both, using the word both. It's not either or, it's and. So when you talk about being heard, first of all, we want to be heard. We want to have people have empathy for what we're saying first. Then, okay, I hear you. I hear your pain. I hear where you're coming from. What do you want to do about it? So it's both. It's both. We need to be heard and we need to be asked, okay, what's your next step from here? But before you can ask that, what that next step is, That person needs to be heard first. The other mantra I created for myself is confidence and compassion. Yeah. And that is responding, because my back, who I am, I typically react, and I react out loud. And so, and it doesn't get heard empathetically, because it can also come across as harsh. Or if I, which is the confidence sometimes, or the compassion part, oh, well, I'll be nice and just let it, whatever you want to do. Well, it's both. It's like, okay, let's stop and breathe and let's share what we want in a confident and a compassionate way.
Yeah. You know, I think about this, and I think about today, and I think about your celebration. And there are a gazillion other things you could have done today. But this is what you're sharing. You're sharing your path and you're sharing your wisdom. Beyond that, you're saying, look, everybody here, you can do it too. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fourth birthday gift. We're going to talk about that thing that makes you smile. And what is it about gifting yourself? A couple of things. How do you know what to ask for what you really want? When we come back, you're going to hear what birthday gift number four is. And watch Carrie Nail light up. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit allthingswellness.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Benny, can you see me down in like New York City?
Yeah,
like
isn't
my
this part of your Studio 54 days, I believe, yeah, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Benny, for reminding me of that. Just call me Disco Queen. Oh, my God, I so loved it. Welcome back, everybody. Carrie Nail joining me here today. Look, how do people find out about you? How do they work with you? And then you're going to Benny played that appropriately. Then you're going to talk about birthday gift board. So let us know how we can get a hold of you.
You can find me at carrienail.com, K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com. And contact me through my website, or you can send me a message at carrienail.com.
Well, look, Look at you smiling already. We haven't even talked about it. Oh my God. It's like, here we are. Birthday gift number four, drum roll.
I'm gifting myself salsa dancing for my birthday this Saturday. Up on the roof. It's going to be COVID friendly.
Hence the dancing in the background on your wall.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I told you, Benny, didn't I tell you she would be like so smiling, right, Jacob?
Yeah,
just like so happy. Yeah, totally. But tell us why this is a gift, because people would say, why is this a gift? Here's why for me. To plan something like this, to make it special, then to do it in COVID, this takes time and effort. But you're not doing it alone, are you?
No. Thanks to my husband, he is putting this together for me, and some friends, some new friends and some old friends are helping put this together. So every year on my birthday for a long time, I used to go to this salsa bar, take a gaggle of women, and we would go and we'd have a lovely dinner. Then they'd have free salsa lessons. And then the floor would open up to dancing, and we would get asked to dance. And because we had at least had the basics, they could twirl us. I love being twirled. That's my dancer back here. And so I haven't had a chance to do that for a while. So that's one of the things, you know, my husband asked me, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I said, I want to twirl, I want to salsa dance. And luckily we moved in this beautiful new condo that has this beautiful rooftop. And so we're going to be able to have a handful of close friends, and have the space to salsa dance.
You know, I love this. You and I were talking during a break, and I want to tap into this. One of the things we haven't talked about, and I know we'll do many other shows about this, is the integration of the physicality of things we do in the world and the intuition. And I was sharing during the break that, you know, I discovered as I look back and I look at where I am now, there are a lot of things that don't make sense in my life for things that I've done and done well. You know, when people look at you and they say, yeah, you're not built to be a table tennis player. And I realize that half the time that I really do something really well, half the time has been 30% skill and 70% intuition. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that, because I have found with salsa dancing and dancing in general, there's such a level of trust you need with mm-hmm. a partner. Mm-hmm. There's such a level of movement and flow and yes, skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was watching a YouTube video of just basic salsa steps last night, because I don't naturally just know how to salsa. Like, I need to take the basics first and kind of get into the groove, get into the rhythm. And I could do the basic steps, but then when it was time to kind of turn and stuff like that, my feet were just like all over the place. So, you know, it just takes practice. And then once you get the basics down, it's like getting to your core, right? It's getting to your core and then just understanding what that is and getting used to it. And then you can go out from there and just bring in your energy or, you know, your intuition.
You know, part of this too is knowing that this is a joyful place. You know, there are happy moments. There are things we love to do. How do we learn to ask for what we want? Mm-hmm. How do we learn that? I don't know about you, but I know a lot of years growing up, we as three girls had to compromise a lot of things. How do we learn to ask for something like this that clearly brings you joy, right? You know, for me, clearly brings me joy. There are certain things doing this show, this career I have. How do we ask for it?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, and what I want to help other women realize is understanding who you are at your core. It's just coming back. It's the simplicity within your complexity, who you are at your core. Where do you get your energy? I get my energy outside of me. other people get their energy from within. How do you see things? How do you make decisions? How you adapt and live your life? So once you understand that and use and appreciate who you are, your gifts, unique gifts, and then you can appreciate other people's gifts, unique gifts, their sameness and their differences, then you can learn how you prefer to communicate. I prefer to communicate verbally because of my extroverted energy. People of inward energy tend to communicate more by writing. So just understanding that and then knowing that I communicate verbally, I want to do it confidently and compassionately. And when I do that, when I really think about it, and also I want to communicate with a heart at peace. There's a really good book called Anatomy of Peace, and that's where that comes from. Wow. And when you know that and you use that, when I use it, it works. It works. People hear, those close to me hear what I have to say. And I know, and I'm confident because I know it's me. It's what I need. And I had to understand what my core preferences are, how I do things, and then understand what my core values are as well.
Yeah. See, I love this because it's a direct reflection of you, your coaching, and what you do to help other people. Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you today for sharing something very special. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we're going to be excited to hear the follow-up to all this. Take lots of pictures. I want to ask you, what's your personal message, Carrie? What do you want to leave us with today?
I saw some texts come by, and I love that people are telling me what they're gifting themselves today. You even told me that a couple weeks ago when we were talking. So just allowing yourself to be who you are today, whatever that looks like, at whatever age you're at, and appreciate yourself for it.
And there is no gift too large and no gift too small. And this is what I say to a lot of women. You know, what may be the perfect gift for me may not be for you. Mm-hmm. But gift yourself something, mm-hmm. something that you want. Carrie, again, how do people find out about you? And thank you so much for today. I'm so excited about this series we're doing together. It's going to be rocking, yeah?
I am too, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I decided to gift this today for my birthday. I can be reached at carrienail.com, which is my website. And my email is carrie@carrienail.com.
And for those of you out there, if you want to find out more, if you missed any part of this, we will have the full video up on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Transformation Talk Radio. It will also play again tonight. Remember what Carrie said today, and the invitation today is pick something to gift yourself. 5 minutes of peace, maybe something important, maybe a special treat that you provide yourself with, all of the above, even if you know you're in the middle, as we all are, of COVID-19. You could still find something, right, Carrie?
Yeah.
You still find something to gift yourself. I know for me, it's a weirdest thing, but sometimes I just like to watch one of my totally bizarre HBO Max something movies. I don't know what that's about. I think it's a childhood. Maybe we'll talk about that on another show. Carrie Nail, everybody, nailed it. Yep, we'll see you next time.
You've nailed it. Thank you for listening to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail, and my co-host Dr. Pat on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm at my best when I'm helping others be their best. Tune in next time for more tips and stories on what it means to become whole and integrate into your true self. To subscribe to this show and get more information about how I can help you be your best, visit carrienail.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.